Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Lorinda Wickman. She's the chairman of the Nye County Commission, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted to welcome to the program Lorinda Wickman. She is the Nye County Commission Chairman. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
I wanted to start out with, you know, what obviously is a very serious story for Tonopah, which is the hospital closing. What are going to be the ramifications for folks living in Nye County?
We're working very diligently trying to get everything in place that we need to support the efforts of our EMTs and our emergency services technicians.
And helicopters are going to be a part of that, correct?
We do. We have airlifts available. We have another group brought in their teams just recently, most recently this last week. Our emergency services director has just been absolutely fantastic to work with, and he's been able to organize all of our volunteer groups. Of course, there's a lot of concern, and the primary concern is the ability to stabilize before we put them onto an airlift for ambulances.
And where's the nearest facility then from Tonopah?
It would be either Hawthorne or Bishop. I think they're just about equally distant.
So that's a long ways.
That's a long ways.
Well, hopefully that will get resolved soon. Are there other companies looking at perhaps taking over the hospital duties?
We have had an awful lot of interest. The hospital, I don't know that the hospital will ever come back in the fashion that it was. It was if I'm not mistaken, a 10-bed unit. It has never been financially stable since I've been here in the country. So I think rethinking the whole thing is probably going to take place. Something more like an emergency room. Triage center, possibly immediate care, something like that.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, when was the first time you heard about the president going to proclaim Basin and Range as a national monument. Did you hear about it months in advance, or did you hear about it when the president signed the papers?
A year to 18 months prior to him signing the papers, there was exploratory conversations about it with Senator Reid's staff. I thought that we had pretty well covered what the issues were with it and the questions that we had, that when no further questions came forward, we figured it was a done deal, not a problem. It had gone away.
And so when
until the 10th of July.
Surprise.
Surprise, yes.
And what were the concerns that the County Commission raised?
The biggest concerns that we had is that it takes it off the table for any other economic development. Nye County is very active in the renewable resources and mining. With those two options taken off the table, that's a big hit. But it's a potential big hit. You know, you never know what the potential is until it's gone, until you try to estimate what it is and it's gone.
Were there companies trying to come in and perform either of those services that will now not be able to?
There's always mining exploration going on everywhere in Nye County, I've noticed. So I can't speak to any one of them specifically. There was some conversations about wind power, some generated wind power going in on some of the ridgetops. But none of those had paperwork in the process of being done. So.
Have you traveled in the Basin and Range, what is now the monument?
I have.
And your thoughts?
No, it's beautiful. It's just like the rest of Nevada. If you're outside of Vegas or Reno, it looks pretty much like the rest of Nevada.
Stanley Paher, the author, came on the program, and he said that he thought that there were several other places that were far more deserving of monument status than Basin and Range. Do you agree, disagree?
Oh, yeah. I can find areas in almost every valley I go through that I think is just absolutely stunning. It just didn't stand out in my mind as anything particularly unique when compared to the rest of Nevada.
You know, about this monument, one of the commissioners estimated that Nye County would be losing about $40,000 in payment in lieu of taxes with this thing going into becoming a national monument. Has the commission or your staff really penciled this out to see how much money you will be losing with this monument?
Actually, we didn't go that far with the exercise because our first primary concern was getting confirmation on that, whether or not the Basin and Range Monument was going to be included in the acreage for calculating PILT. I had two individuals from federal offices telling me it would not, and I had two individuals telling me it would. So we had to take some time and get some definitive answers on whether or not it would remain in the PILT calculation. And from Senator Reid's staff, his legislative assistant has sent us information that yes, it will remain in PILT. So there wouldn't be any loss of funds for PILT. If that actually proves to be true, I'd like to wait until we see the first PILT calculation.
And the first check, I guess.
And the first check, yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
On this Basin and Range thing, one of the things that people say about its establishment is that it's going to block a rail route to Tonopah or to Yucca Mountain that would carry nuclear waste conceivably. But isn't there another northern route that is much better than going through the monument area?
Absolutely. There is. It's be much more reasonable. Not nearly as expensive, so the taxpayers won't be out as much money. And if I'm not mistaken, most of the easement for the rail corridor is still in place, even though the rail has been taken out and the rail bed would probably have to be reconstructed. Mm-hmm. But I believe the easements are still in place.
Okay.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with much more after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage. The information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lorinda Wickman. She is the Nye County Commission Chairman. The city, this art exhibit in the middle of the Basin Range, it's private. Have you ever been to see it?
No, the roads are marked private.
And so even as a commissioner, you've not been invited to see it?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to?
Okay. Yep, possibly.
No, I mean, somebody spent, what, 45 years working on this project. It's supposed to be phenomenal.
If I understand correctly, it's not completed yet.
Correct, yeah. Correct. But, I mean, it's the artist's lifetime work.
Yeah, since it's a monument now, yeah, I'd love to go see it.
And will that be possible, or does that remain private no matter what?
As far as I know, private property is still private property, and since there's no takings case being filed with the federal government, I imagine it's still private.
Okay.
So...
You know, Senator Harry Reid is going to retire at the end of next year when his term expires. Do you hope that that will maybe open a door to be able to store nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain, or at least have Yucca Mountain be a research center? What are your future hopes for Yucca Mountain nuclear repository?
My hopes for everything Yucca Mountain is that the people are allowed to see the science that has been collected. So the licensing process needs to go forward in order for the people to see that and to read it and make their own determinations. I have an awful lot of faith in the people who live here. People are not dumb. They need to be able to see the science that's been collected. Now there I have toured quite extensively. Once, I don't think I'm that different than anybody else here in the state. Once you have an opportunity to go see that facility and what they've done and what they're including in their safety determinations for the licensing process, a lot of the fears go away.
Give us some examples, if you would.
Some examples of, well, what scares me is that there are some things that have been hauled in there for storage that are not considered spent nuclear fuel. They have a different classification. When you get a tour now, you pass right by them. They're in 55-gallon drums with the radioactive symbol painted on them. And it makes you wonder why you're driving by those that are sitting alongside the road, and you go into a tunnel system that you can reach out and touch the walls of that tunnel system, and it's like touching concrete, very smooth, hard cement or concrete. Once you go through those tunnel systems and the plans that they have made for storing the casks, it's like, whoa, this is amazing, because we're not worried about the stuff that's sitting out there in 55-gallon drums. So there's a huge juxtaposition, and I think most people go, yeah, put those drums in there. right away.
Do you know what's contained in those drums? What level of nuclear waste is in
it? I have some. I believe I do, but I have not had that confirmed. So,
you know, Yucca Mountain, it's been a controversial subject for years in Nevada. And many people, as you know, are opposed to storing any nuclear waste there, including Senator Reid. Sig Rogich, he's a political consultant in Las Vegas and an advisor to at least two former presidents. He told me, you know, look, it's only 90, 100 miles from Las Vegas. If there's ever an accident at Yucca Mountain, tourism in Las Vegas will take a huge hit, could be destroyed for a while, which of course would be a disaster for the rest of Nevada because that is our bread and butter economic engine. What do you feel? Is anybody concerned about an accident at Yucca Mountain that could hurt Las Vegas?
I'm not, no. But then I've been down for the tour. I have a friend who is a, we call him a rocket scientist. You know, he's worked on this before. So our question to him automatically is, what happens if there's a spill, if one of the casts breaks loose right there on the highway? What happens? And he said, well, what you do is you back up and give it time. It'll be exposed to the sunshine. Distance and time is your friend when it comes to that. I can't think of any natural disaster that would put any... I mean, we have... Part of my constituents live in Amargosa Valley. That's not 90 miles from it. It's across the valley from it.
Mm-hmm.
They're right there. So these are people I care about. If I can't think of a natural disaster that could take place at Yucca Mountain if the casts were stored in the facility the way they have it designed that would create any kind of exposure.
But you mentioned there were casks outside that concerned you.
Drums.
Is that correct? Drums.
Yeah, yes.
And the radioactive material that you believe
I know they
is
have
in there?
The symbol on them. I know they have the symbol painted on the side of the casks, or on the side of the barrels, yeah.
When I talked to previous county commissioners from Nye County, at the time, Nye County was getting money from the federal government that was going into funds to help Nye County. Mm-hmm. There was also money going for research into UNLV. Are you still receiving monies from
no.
the federal government?
No. As a host county, no. We're not.
And do those funds still exist?
I believe they do, yeah.
Well, you're the chairman, so I'm
not in Nye County. They don't exist. I believe they exist back in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so
like
whatever...
The licensing process.
Okay, so whatever monies were given to Nye County previously have been spent, they're gone?
Oh, well, okay. There were funds established, different little pots of money for different types of things, rainy day funds that were put away. We've pretty much exhausted those, or we are working on exhausting those very quickly. Part of that money went to help save the hospital that obviously now, from your first question, you know, was a failure. We did put about $3 million into helping stabilize that facility, which didn't work. There have been monies... To have each of those funds fully funded by the ordinance that's in place right now, they would have had $10 million each in them. We have had to use some of that money with our year after year of budget cuts. We have had to transfer some of that out. And I have asked staff to bring back an action item to simply withdraw the entire ordinance and bring that money back into the general fund and pay off debt. We're paying out more for interest on debt than what we are receiving on those funds now.
Okay, let's take a break. We're going to keep you here for the whole show, so we'll be right back after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
At CCNN, we help people find a purpose, the place to start their life. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like pharmacy tech and medical assisting.
Contact CCNN today at 775-583-4696 or visit learnccnn.com.
Upgrade and save. Save up to $500 on adjustable Tempur-Pedic mattresses during our big Labor Day sale at Sleep More. You'll save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic mattresses with an adjustable Tempur Ergo Premier base. Then get $300 instant more cash, plus no interest till January 2021 with equal payments along with free delivery. That's how you upgrade and save at Sleep More. Inside more, furniture for less.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with Lorinda Wickham. She's the chairman of the Nye County Commission. So let me ask you about this. State governments across Nevada have all suffered, and in part in some of the bigger areas because of the lack of increase in property taxes through the recession. What's the economic health, not government, but in business, in Tonopah at least? Because you've got the Silver Peak Mine. I understand that that's doing well. The Mizpah has come back to life, and from everything I've heard, it's fabulous. But how's the general economy in Tonopah?
In Tonopah, I think they're doing absolutely famously. Even when we had all the economic downturn and people were looking at unemployment numbers due to the Tonopah solar development, we didn't have any unemployment numbers. We had people who were coming in for jobs. Unfortunately, we didn't have housing for everybody. So it was a whole different type of problem. And we've had new businesses open up recently in Tonopah. I believe the test site is still going on well. Round Mountain Gold is still producing and running well at capacity. More employees there than I've ever known in the years that I've lived here. They're up to around 1,000.
Okay, and so what is it like being in Tonopah with Pahrump growing like a weed?
That creates some amazing challenges between Pahrump and the rest of the county. Yeah, it is a source of some very interesting meetings. Lots of fun.
Okay, well, can you give us an example? Is there a move afoot like there was with Austin and Battle Mountain to move the county seat from Tonopah?
Yes, there
to
is.
Pahrump?
We have.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
That would be the question.
It really doesn't matter to me where the county seat is. That's not the problem. The procedure to get there is what the problem is with individuals in Pahrump. It's a strange NRS, but they have to have a petition provided by 60% of the voters from the last election that also own property. So it is just time-consuming to sit down and verify all those signatures on a petition. And I believe that the community just doesn't want to have to mess with that. So that's the only way to go forward.
As you know, Nye County and most of Nevada is owned by the federal government. And in talking to other county officials, not in Nye, but in northern Nevada, is that the big rub here is that the federal government doesn't include local governments or local opinions when they decide to do something with their land in rural Nevada. Do you feel the same way in Nye County? And how would you like to see the federal government interact with the county governments in Nevada?
I have spent 7.5 years trying to resolve that issue, so I have done it on a one-on-one basis. The individuals that I work with in the federal government, Forest Service and the BLM, I have tried to establish relationships with each one of them. It's the only way I get any forward movement. Because you're absolutely right. Nye County is 18,259 square miles. My district is 17,933 of that. We are 98% federally managed or controlled in one fashion or another. What got me into this business was trying to get the Forest Service to understand that access, our historical access, is critical to the people in my neck of the woods. When they started their travel management plan 8 years ago, they had planned on closing a number of roads, one of which was my driveway. That'll get you into politics really quick.
We've got about 10 seconds left.
Okay. So individual relationships, those one-on-one relationships are the only way we're going to resolve anything, in my opinion.
And that's where we have to leave it. Please come back. Pleasure to have you on the program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the invitation.
If you can get out of your driveway.
If I can get out of my driveway.
We'll be right
back. Yes, I can.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. A spouse loses a job or a loved one falls ill. The bills keep piling up and people risk losing what they've worked so hard to keep. But with one call, we can help homeowners like you put the pieces back together again. Home Again is a free public service that can help you access the state and federal relief programs that may be available. Call 1-855-457-4638 today. A free public service from the Office of the Nevada Attorney General. 1-855-457-4638.
Only Nexium 24 Hour gives you Nexium level protection for frequent heartburn all day and all night. Try Nexium 24 Hour, the number one prescribed acid blocking brand, and get all day, all night protection. Nexium level protection.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners, and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.